Right now, it is time to talk about another entertainment venue where it has been formed, like the Salisbury Sinfonietta, to provide basically world-class entertainment during the non-summer months when productions like that are limited in our immediate area. A new group has been founded called Showtown. You can find out more information about them at showtown.org. That is showtown.org on the web. And we were first really introduced to Showtown by Lloyd Baruti. And Lloyd is someone, I think, that can introduce it because I think he's one of the founders. Lloyd, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Marshall.
So tell me about Showtime, about Showtown. What got you in the idea, first of all, to get started in an ambitious product like this?
Well, Marshall, as you know, I'm pretty much a lifelong resident of the area, except for the bunch of years I went away to work and make a living. I'm back here for good. I'm a Salisbury Central School boy. I love this area, and I'm one of the people who don't go to Florida and don't want to go to Florida, and just like a lot of other people. And so I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we had a little bit more entertainment around this area during the off season, which is most of the year? You have somebody who's doing a pretty good job of covering the off season, not in the entertainment area, but in other areas, is Salisbury Forum. And they were an inspiration. But other inspirations to me were Boondocks Film Society, which was started by Jeff Palfini and Sidney Heslin. They've done an outstanding job of developing a startup in the entertainment field. And another one is the Salisbury Sinfonietta, started by Jack Bowman. And, I mean, these are just, if anyone, people have to understand it, starting a nonprofit or any kind of new operation, new venture, is really a challenge.
It certainly is, I can tell you that.
And these, you should know that from firsthand. And so, so that was the big challenge, but we weren't daunted because my partner in this is Zaina Mejio. Both of us are seasoned entrepreneurs who have started multiple successful businesses in our career. So this provided a great opportunity to take all those skills and apply them to something to do some good in the community. So we're undaunted by the challenge, but it is a challenge, no question about it, because with any nonprofit, you're starting from zero in terms of money, people, ideas, the whole thing. Well, we have plenty of, we got more ideas than we know what to do with. That's really the genesis of the whole thing. And I love this community growing up in Lakeville in the 60s. And for me, it was, and you, I think you're, I think you too. What about you, Marshall? Were you growing up here at the same time?
I was, most people think I'm a native. I am kind of. I was born in New York City because my mother's doctor died before delivery. So I was born in a sanitarium, to be quite honest with you, because it was the closest place they could get me. But we moved here. And yes, I'm a graduate of Sharon Center School of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. I moved away to start my radio career, but I always wanted to come back to the area. And I was fortunate enough to find a frequency along with Jill Goodman. And we were fortunate to find enough frequency so we could start our own radio station here. And it's a good thing we did because all the other radio stations left the area. So it's a good thing that we actually did that. So I understand exactly what you're talking about. And startup. But now I want to get to what you've actually now present to an audience. We're speaking with Lloyd Baruti, by the way, of Showtown. And it is quite, I'll say, a hell of a significant production that you are presenting.
Yeah, so the first production we have, it's our maiden production, is going to be in a couple weeks' time. It's we selected the Salisbury School because it's a good venue, and also, quite frankly, the head of the drama department, Jordan Rochelson, is allowing us to use the space. The play is called Race, and it was just reviewed in the journal this week. It should come. You should see the review today. It's being produced by the Theater Works company over in New Milford. Now, a lot of people might say, "Well, now New Milford, you could just drive in New Milford and see it there for the next couple of weeks." Well, the fact of the matter is, people don't drive 40 minutes on Route 7 in the dark so easily, especially when there's snow. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I guess people are lazy or maybe they're older and they don't want to take that risk and, you know, there's nobody on the roads. So we thought, okay, this play is already being produced. It's done. I mean, we contemplated this like 6 months ago when it was in the pipeline. And I went to the president of Theater Works. I said, look, could we take your play Lock, Stock, and Barrel and just transplant it here in our little Northwest community area, Northwest corner, for a weekend? And that way we'll bring the play to the people here. They will have no excuse if they're interested in the arts or in plays or dramatic arts not to go. We'll price it no more than you and maybe even less. I mean, you know, reasonably priced so nobody can complain that, you know, it's too expensive. We even take a loss on the thing, but we'll bring entertainment that doesn't exist in this area because, you know, one of the things, you know, you have other things, you have musicals, you have this and that, but we really don't have any serious plays. And I've found that quite a number of colleagues of mine really miss that. You know, some of them used to live in New York City or what have you, and they really want to see something other than sort of a happy time musical. So this gives the opportunity. Now this play is pretty strong language.
It's intense. It's intense. It's intense. There's no doubt about it.
It's very intense. I just saw the opening last week in New Milford, and you know, I was sort of shaking in my boots a little bit because, you know, you have to make a decision on bringing this, you know, well before the thing is even cast or anything like that. And I was so pleased by the caliber of the performance, in both in terms of the actors, so what we did was when the set was designed way back a few months ago, it was designed by TheaterWorks in a way that they could take the whole thing, fold it up or take it apart, put it in a truck, and bring it up to Salisbury, put it back together again within a few hours. So This is going to be an interesting experiment to see if we can do this. And I'd like to do this over and over and over again, not only for plays, but we've got some other stuff in the works, and I can tell you about that whenever you're in a minute. But so that's Race. Now, all I'm saying is I think that anybody who comes to Race on the 22nd and 23rd of March, that's Friday and Saturday, is going to be in for a good ride. Now, if you're of the faint of heart, or if you're a Puritan who just came over here in 1620 or whatever the heck it was, then you probably maybe you shouldn't come.
I was going to say if you're an extremist on either side of the aisle, whether you're extremely liberal or extremely conservative, I would probably stay away because one thing or another will offend you. But if you're in the normal range of normal people that can take and look at something objectively and in an entertainment way, this is a show that you shouldn't miss.
No, you really shouldn't. You know, so it's basically about the subject of race, but around a narrative, and it's a very interesting, very compelling narrative. It's gripping. I mean, you watch it, and it's like 90 minutes nonstop. There's no intermission, and you will get your money's worth on this one. And I don't think it's as offensive as, I mean, you know, you have some words there, but look, nowadays, if you go down to the city and go see Dear Evan Hansen with your 13-year-old, I guarantee you there'll be more swear words than that than there are in Race.
No, Race is an interesting show, and like you say, it's about 80 or 90 minutes straight through, and I think it's one of those shows that when you get finished, you will not believe that, boom, an hour and a half has gone by.
So it's great entertainment. So I think people are really in for a good one on that, and we encourage people to go. And if people want to buy the seats, I hope you don't mind me making this plug now.
Oh, no. Absolutely. I've got for tickets for Showtime, you can go to the website right now at showtown.org
right
and click on buy tickets. But when this interview is finished and we put it up on our on-demand page, when you go to the interview on our on-demand page, which will be Marshall Miles interviews Lloyd Baruti, Race, written by David Mamet, you'll see a big poster for the program. If you click on that poster, that'll take you right to the buy tickets. That's another way you can do it. But tickets are available online, and what's the price structure for them?
It's $25 per ticket. It's open seating, and if you're a member of certain groups around, you might find on their website a coupon code that allows you to get a nice discount. And those groups are sending emails out as we speak. I don't want to get into them all because there's too many of them. So, but even if you pay the full price of $25, if you're not happy, if you don't feel you got your money's worth, you come to me and I'll give you your money back, because I think you're gonna like the ride.
Well, Race once again is at the Seaford Theater. Now, this is the Seaford Theater at Salisbury School. A lot of people don't know about that theater in the public, but it's a great theater. Friday, March 22nd, and Saturday, March 23rd, the Seaford Theater, right?
Yeah, and if you haven't, I'd just like to say what else we're contemplating right now for Showtown.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Showtown is not only to transplant. Or to curate really good programming elsewhere and bring it here. That's a big part of it, because and one of the benefits of that is you can afford to do it. You're not paying for all the ramp-up costs of a production. You're paying just for the cost of bringing that production here and running it for the time it's run. So that's the whole beauty of that, is you can afford to do those types of things in a small area like us, which you wouldn't be able to do if you just developed it here. The second thing we're looking at right now and we're developing is local content programming. It doesn't really cost a lot. For example, one of my pet projects for the last year I've been dreaming about is to do like a TED Talk kind of thing. I don't know if everyone's familiar with TED Talks, but TED Talks, people get up, it might be half a dozen or eight speakers over the course of an evening or afternoon, and each one speaks for about 15 minutes about a very succinct topic, an idea is to provide some kind of pearls of wisdom to the audience based on that based on the speaker's experience, life, whatever. And they don't have to be famous people. Some are, some aren't. And there's so many people in this community that have stories to tell that would provide some wisdom to the audience. So right now I'm in the search of finding those. Seven or eight people, and we might have to talk to 15 of them to find seven that are really good speakers, because you want someone to speak well, because you don't want to be boring, right? So that's one project. Zane is working on a project where she's trying to get various chefs from some of the better restaurants around to do a food panel. So everyone knows the good restaurants, but nobody knows who's behind them and what they think and how they do things, and that could be interesting. We did something like that in New York sometime a couple of years ago, focused on Middle Eastern restaurants, and we'd like to do that up here. I have to say that she hasn't had as much response from the chefs as she'd like to. I think that people are fairly comfortable up here in their own little thing, and maybe they just want to stay anonymous. I don't know. Whereas in other places, they want to get known.
All you have to do is contact Serge at Cerevon. He'll be your first panelist. I can tell you that right now.
maybe the only panelist.
He could do it by himself. He could handle it by himself. He could.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So one of the so Showtown's a startup. We're looking for additional people to join us for programming. No, programming sounds fancy, but it just means developing ideas. It takes time to develop ideas. You got to go out. It's a lot of work. And then, of course, the execution, which is a little bit easier, but still takes manpower. So if anyone's interested in joining us, then they can easily contact. I provide my email address, but it's easier just to go to showtown.org. You'll be able to find a way to contact us or just give us a call. And you will certainly listen. The idea of Showtown is not simply to impose our ideas on everybody, although we got plenty of ideas. The idea is simply to have a community service, a way to brighten this place up and have a little bit more fun over the winter, like days like today. I mean, we need something like this, so why not?
Yep. Well, Race, once again, by David Mamet, is Friday the 22nd at, let's see here, 8 p.m., the 23rd,
8 p.m. Yeah.
At 2 p.m., and then also on Saturday, another show at 8 p.m. And I advise people, if you're interested in this and want to get a little taste of this, there's a video that's right on the website at showtime.org that you can click
Showtown.
On.
Showtown. Well, we got to get...
Yeah. Yep. And that that'll help you out if you're sitting there wondering. Well, Lloyd, congratulations on a startup. I mean, I know what it goes to. Jill and I both know. 11 years ago, we started this, and it's a dream, and the dream builds and builds and builds. And I think you're on the right track. We've got a lot of people like you, like Aglet Theater Company and the Sinfonietta, that are providing quality programming. When it normally used to be a quiet time in here, and I think it's spectacular.
Well, thanks very much, and we look forward to seeing a lot of people come out to this production. So give us the support, and so we can keep this thing going.
All right.
We're here for you.
Lloyd, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Marshall.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Bye.
Lloyd Baruti, founder and director of Showtown.org is the web. Race is the show, Friday, March 22nd at 8, Saturday, March 23rd at 2 and 8 p.m. at the Seaford Theater at Salisbury School. If you go to showtime.org, everything's there. If you click on our link on our on-demand page on the interview and click on the poster, that takes you right there to buy tickets, all right? All right.